Thunder's Mouth Theatre presents Am I Old Yet? Coming-of-age comedy podcast with a difference. This is episode 4. And we pick up where we left off at the end of episode 3 with Zeus and Hera arriving off the bus somewhere in the middle of South London without a clue what they're doing, but looking for Helen, while Helen is enjoying a catch-up coffee with the neighbours. Enjoy.
Would you like a biscuit, Helen? Chocolate digestives. Or I've got some custard creams if you like. Here you are, Harry.
Thanks, my favourite.
Lovely. Never say no to a chocolate digestive.
Me too.
And they are Nana's favourite too, aren't they, Nana?
Oh, yes. That's the secret to my long life, you know.
What? Chocolate digestives.
You had better believe it.
Did you see that?
What's on there?
Some kind of huge bird.
Oh, my goodness. Did it land on the roof? Maybe there's a nest up there.
Oh, surely not. In the middle of London?
Well, that was the photographer on the telly, the wildlife photographer. What was his name?
Hamza.
Oh, yes, thank you, Harry. Hamza. He's the one that won Strictly Come Dancing the year before last. He was so lovely. And his prize was to create a film. So he made a documentary about birds of prey, and there were definitely some of them nesting in London.
I'm going up there, see what I can see.
Harry, you better go with her.
Yep.
Can you see it? I can't see anything.
Nah, nothing up there.
Oh, hang on.
Yes.
I can see it. Look, up on the roof. It's looking at us. Mr. Buzzard.
Oh, can you see it, Mrs? Look, up there near the water tank.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I can see him. Stupid, stupid.
Who are you calling stupid? You calling me stupid?
Oh, no, no, child. No, not you. That stupid idiot up there. Now, how do I get up there?
In the lift, isn't it?
Right. In the lift. Of course. Thank you. Thank you, children. You have been very helpful. Goodbye. Have a nice life. Oh, look! Over there, behind you, there's a white swan.
Where? Where is it? I can't see it.
Oh, is it gone? That's weird. Is that weird?
Oh, you are an idiot, Zeus. Do you think nobody would see you?
I don't care if Mr. Nobody sees me. I got here, didn't I? And this is the building.
How do you know? There are 3 tall buildings on this street.
Huh, I checked the number on the door. See? You didn't think of that, did you? Now we have to find out what floor and which apartment Helen lives in.
What do you mean, apartment? This is not New York. Here in England, they have flats. You know nothing.
Flats?
Yes.
10 stories up in the air? What is flat about that? What a stupid name. Flats.
Excuse me.
Hello?
Yes?
Oh, sorry. We didn't mean to startle you. I don't suppose you've seen a large bird up here.
A bird? No. No, we didn't see anything like a bird, did we, my love?
No, my darling.
Oh, what a shame. We saw one fly up here, didn't we, Harry?
We did.
So amazing. Huge, like a
buzzard, like a buzzard.
Yes, just like a buzzard. So you did see
yes.
it.
No, we
it
didn't see anything.
It was a buzzard.
Right. Well, I'm glad we got that sorted. As long as everything's okay. Are you okay? Can I help you at all?
Do you live here? In the building?
No, we are visiting.
Yes, visiting.
And we came up in the lift.
In the lift. We came up. Too far. In the lift.
In the lift.
Yes. So good, isn't it? In the lift.
Ah. Well, it would be if it had been working for the past 6 months. So you came up in the lift. That doesn't work. Something not quite right here now. Harry?
Yeah?
Call the police.
Right, you are.
Oh, please, no. You don't need to do that. Please, let me explain.
I'm waiting.
We are visiting.
But
you
we
see?
Don't know which apartment.
Which flat our friend is in. So we came up to the top to start looking on the way down.
On the way down, yes.
Why wouldn't you start on the way up?
Save yourself all those stairs.
Good point.
Oh, you are so very right. That would have been a sensible thing to do. But my husband always thinks he has a better idea. Don't you, my darling?
Well, sometimes. Sometimes I do.
So, who is your friend? Maybe I know him, her, them.
Of course. That would be so helpful. Thank you. Her name is Helen.
Helen?
Helen Doherty.
Well, this
Who wants to know?
She is a friend of...
She's a friend of our son.
And your son
Hermes.
Is?
Hermes. His name is Hermes. Your name is Helen. Perhaps you know him.
Hermes. Harry, it's okay.
Really?
Yes. We won't need the police yet. Will you tell Jenny and Nana I'll see them later this evening?
Sure. You sure you're okay?
Yes, it's okay. I know who they are. I just need to find out why they are here. It's okay. I'll see you later. Now then, the mother and father of Hermes, the Greek god of trickery and messages and a personal friend of mine are on the roof of my building in the middle of London, looking for me, the actual king and queen of the gods of Greek mythology. Wow. What can I say? Am I supposed to curtsy? Should I call you your majesties? What? I'm just gobsmacked.
What is she saying? I don't understand what she is saying. Is this the right Helen? What is gobsmacking? Should I know about this smacking of gobs?
It means he is lost for words, my love. Apparently, she has heard of us. And no, Helen, please don't do any of that royalist nonsense. We have no status whatsoever these days, not even with our own children.
Status? I've forgotten what that is. Nobody has any respect for their elders these days. No respect.
Oh, for goodness sake, don't start that again.
What?
Helen, please. Please help me. I'm begging you. He wants to talk to you, and I agreed to help him. So here we are. Please, can we sit down somewhere? These shoes are killing me.
Of course. Come on. Let's go down to my place and put the kettle on. Do you drink tea or coffee? I have both.
Coffee? She has coffee here. I like this woman.
In this week's episode... You heard Wendy Lapp as Hera and Child 2, Sarah Golding as Child 1, Roy Carruthers as Harry, Ira Seidenstein as Zeus, and I played all the others, so that's Jennifer, Helen, Nana, and nobody else but me here. The music is... from John T. La Barbera's album In the Labyrinth, which is available on Bandcamp. I'd like to give a shout out, a huge thank you to everybody who's donated so far to our crowdfunder campaign. You'll find the link to that in the show notes. I'm so delighted that so many people of you have given so generously towards our goal of raising enough money to pay the actors, because they're worth it, and also possibly buy a new mic for my little home studio that I'm building up here. And yes, I've got a cold. It's you're going to hear it again in the next episode, because it ain't going nowhere. So thanks for listening. Stay safe.